But I've been with you all along. This race that you're running was not given to the strong. I know sometimes you're worried.
Hey, Larry here.
Faith is hard to find.
Acts 29 today.
You feel
coming to you from Sunny World Headquarters in Chiang Mai, Thailand.
I'm with you when you're hurting. I know how hard you try.
I want to welcome all my listeners in Thailand.
Is your heavy burden.
And from around the world
I'm
to this
with you
edition.
When you cry. I know sometimes it's easy to believe or hope. Gone when there is no more strength to carry on.
So, welcome today to this edition, and I'm going to be sharing a little different kind of stuff today, because I think it's a pertinent word for where we are right now in history, and what we're seeing around us going on. And so I just want to bring just some thoughts that might bring a little bit of clarity, maybe, or just some things that jar your thinking in some different directions that maybe you hadn't thought of before. And so I'm going to get right into this. I know it's been a while since I did a podcast. So I'm a little rusty here at all the controls in the studio. I'm everything here. So, what I want to share today is I just want us to take a look at some things that are going on in the world. My hobby most of my life has been geopolitics and, you know, geo events, world events. I've always been interested in what's going on in the world and the timing of it all and all that kind of stuff. So what I'm seeing here really is I live in Thailand, so I'm, you know, have been outside of America now for 7 years straight. And so I can look at that. Smoky out again today. I can look at that, you know, from kind of a different viewpoint. And although I'm not involved in anything in that country, I'm not involved in politics or, you know, anything else, because I'm a citizen of the kingdom of God. So I'm not real involved in any country's affairs in this natural world. But as I look at this, events around the world, what I see in America, and we'll just start with America because it's been the predominant nation for, you know, a long time, since the end of World War II, some 70 some years. So I'm seeing what we would basically call an empire. There's really not any empires anymore, but, you know, they're nation states, but we'll call it for the sake, you know, a country that controls a lot of the world. So most empires have a lifespan of 250 years. And the USA is now at 245 years. Right about 245 years. So that means there's about 5 years left if the cycles of 250 years kind of continues. And of course, we can see that, you know, in 5 more years, yeah, the whole country could be, you know, completely different, could have a new constitution, a new Bill of Rights, you know, all of that. All the old founding fathers stuff could easily be gone. And in fact, a lot of the stuff now is not followed or obeyed anymore. So what I see is that the America that I grew up in, I was born in 49. So the America that I grew up in is gone. Okay, it's done, it's finished, it's over. And we're not ever going back. You know, America's never going back to Leave It to Beaver or Ozzie and Harriet days, the Norman Rockwell world. For those of you who don't know, Norman Rockwell was a famous painter who painted scenes of life back in the 50s in America, you know, when everybody says that America was great. And, of course, it was, you know, very peaceful after World War II and in it, one of its best stages of growth. And that's when I grew up. But America's never going back to that, okay? So Make America Great Again is a fantasy. It's that is not going to happen, ever. So that's the first thing you need to wrap your mind around, is there's no going back to the Norman Rockwell days. That's over. We're going on. We're going forward. We're going, not because it's progress, but because it's what happens in the real world. So we're not going back to any of that kind of stuff. So you can get that out of your mind. America that I grew up in and that I knew and most people knew that are my age now, I'll be 72 this next month. And the America I knew for many years up till about the 60s, we're never going back to. That America is gone, finished, done, dead. And so, you know, we're going on in other directions. So there's different ways to look at this, and different people have different descriptions. But basically, the cycle of the empire is broken down into 6 stages. The age of pioneers, the age of conquest, the age of commerce, the age of affluence, the age of intellectualism, and the age of decadence. Now, number four is affluence. You could call that the age of prosperity, because prosperity, you know, is usually the last thing that happens before the fall of any nation, because that's when they turn away from God. But here they've got one more in there, intellectualism, which of course can be very destructive to God's way of doing things. But right now, America is not only in the beginning of the age of decadence, it's almost at the end of the age of decadence. The age of decadence is the decay of the empire. It is characterized by the defensive-minded militaries, decaying morals, loss of religion, or I would say spirituality, frivolous consumption of food, entertainment, sex, and the complete focus of individual interests. When things tend to get rough, it would be thought that the people would work together to fix the problems, but instead, there are schisms in the society that make the resolution of dire problems impossible. With everyone thinking about themselves, they lack the self-sacrifice and courage needed to defend themselves from collapse internally, from outside forces, or from the next age of pioneers. So we're right at the end of the age of decadence, and that is when an empire completely ends and implodes or is taken over by an outside force or from the next age of pioneers. So America could be any one of those three. You know, they could definitely collapse internally because, you know, the country split 50-50 and there's no coming together on these two sides. That's not going to happen. So you've got two opposing forces that are never going to agree with each other, because the only agreement there is the one new man in Christ. That's the only unity possible in the universe, is the one new man in Christ. There's no longer Jew, there's no longer Gentile. The wall has been torn down, and peace between the two comes from the one new man in Christ Jesus. That's through being born again. We become the one new person, the one new man. And that's the only unity there is. There is no other unity. So it's not going to come through politics. It's not going to come through Beijing, Biden, you know, or any other politician or any of that kind of stuff. That's not happening. Because that is an impossible situation between those two sides. So it's a very self-centered thing now. There's, you know, the self-sacrifice is gone, the courage is gone, and they only think about themselves. And the Word talks about this. You know, Jude runs through the whole list of all this stuff. So that's where it is. And it's you know, it's not only in America, but it's all over the world. So, you know, all these things and all this discontent is worldwide. Many countries now, right up north of me in Burma, you know, they just had an election, and the Democratic lady, you know, she won by like, you know, I don't know, 87% or no, like 93%. And so a few days later, the military said, well, that's a fraud election if there ever was one. So they did a coup and took over. So now you got tens of thousands of people in the streets protesting, and it's a real mess. Right here in Thailand, a land known for peace, students have been protesting for months now, thousands and thousands in the streets in Bangkok, and it's gotten very ugly. And you know, they want change. They want change of government. They want a change about the king thing. They want change. And that's what's wanted all over the world in these countries, is, you know, They want change. And so the pioneers are the ones that are saying, hey, we need to do things different. And they're the ones that start in a new cycle. So let's move on to where this is going. Because when you have, if the new pioneers are the ones that are taking over, and, you know, I see that as probably the eventual outcome of it. Well, who are the new pioneers? Well, it's not the Republican Party and the Democrat Party. those things are history. That's over. You can forget about politics. It's done, finished, dead, in the water. The left, the right, the same bird. The bird is dead. Politics are not going. They're not. Politics are not the future. In fact, it won't be too long and there will be no politicians. What? How could that be? Forget about politics, folks. Because the new world that they're trying to reset on us, the great reset that they're talking about, this new world that they're trying to create, is going to be done by the technocrats, the tech kings. So I'm talking about Google, Facebook, Amazon, you know, Twitter dedum, and more that are going to happen. These are the companies and the people who are going to take over. Tesla. These are the new pioneers. And these people want to start their own smart cities with their own governments. And they won't be politicians. They'll be, everything will be the Internet of Things in the smart cities. There will be AI will be deciding everything. Because if you can feed all these problems into an AI system, AI will spit out the answer in 3 seconds of what you should do with all the data that's been put in. And then they'll go with that. So this thing's going to get, you know, some of these tech companies already have the money and influence to buy a lot of the smaller nations of the world. You know, Facebook's GDP is 3 times that of Nigeria. So, you know, these are the future, is the technocrats. And you won't need politicians, because AI will decide everything. So forget about politics. You won't need banks, because you got the blockchain, and you've got, you'll go from paper funny money, which is really not money, it's currency. Money is gold and silver, but it'll go to cashless, and you won't need banks. You won't need to ever go to a bank again, because you'll have the blockchain and the technology. The currency will be digits on a computer screen. That's it. Just cryptocurrency. It'll be cryptocurrency. Just digits made out of thin air, just like the paper funny money is now. So it'll be cryptocurrency. There won't be any politicians. You won't need real estate agents. You won't need all kinds of things, because there'll be driverless cars, and on it goes in these smart cities. And so eventually the AI will go to a global brain, and the global brain will be what controls the world, and that'll be through the man of perdition, you know, the beast system. The beast is the system, the technocratic system that they're setting up to rule the world, and the man of perdition will be the one with all the answers. So what do we do, Lely? What do we do? Well, you do what we've always done and should be doing all the time. We trust in God. We don't trust in man. We never put our faith in a man. We put our trust and faith in God. Always. And so we just continue to do that. You know, I hear people are so upset about all this stuff that just happened in the politics in America. And I can't figure out why they're upset unless they put their trust and hope and faith in a political system. So that's one thing, you know, you need to get your self out of is a political system. You know, just get out of that mess right now, you know, and get back over into God. Because that's your hope. That's where we're going. And, you know, there's going to be persecution against believers. They're going to take away the Bible. All this stuff is coming down the pike. And the only thing you can do is be strong in the power of his might in your life. That's it. God's trying to get everybody to focus on him and get back into that one-on-one relationship. So I really see that's where things are going. You know, America's done. It's gonna reset into another completely different way of being and living for people there than they've ever known. And all over the world, you know, this stuff's going to filter out all over the world until it's a one world government, one world religion, one world currency, you know, cryptocurrency, one world everything. We know how this thing ends. So I want to leave you with Romans 8, 35 through 39. Who shall ever separate us from Christ's love? Shall suffering, affliction, tribulation, calamity, distress, persecution, or hunger, destitution, peril, or sword? Even as it is written, for thy sake we are put to death all the day long. We are regarded and counted as sheep for the slaughter. Because if you'll remember, Jesus said, I'm sending you out as lambs among wolves. I'm sending you out as sheep among wolves. You know, but then he also said, be wise as serpent and harmless as doves. And that's another, for another time. Okay, verse 37. Yet amid all these things, or in the midst of all these things, we, the ecclesia, are more than conquerors. More than conquerors. And gain a surpassing victory through him who loved us. For I am persuaded beyond doubt, I am sure, that neither death, nor life, nor angels, principalities, things impending and threatening, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. So I would encourage you today to get your PhD I don't have any education by man, but I do have a PhD, and we all need to have our PhDs going forward. PhD means past having doubt. Past having doubt, that's a PhD. And that's what we're going to need to endure to the end. So, I hope this has given you something to think about and encourages you. And we'll see you on the next one.